The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation released its revised proposed regulations for high-volume hydraulic fracturing, a method for drilling for natural gas. The public can comment on those regulations starting December 12th. The DEC also filed for a 90-day extension as the state works to complete a health impact study. Environmental groups aren't pleased. They say the rulemaking for gas extraction needs to be revised, but oil and gas industry supporters see this as a step closer for them to exploiting the rich seams of natural gas in the southern tier of New York State. WBAI's Rebecca Miles spoke to Kate Hudson, Watershed Program Director at Riverkeeper, about the implications of the release of the regulations and the 90-day extension.
Prior to the expiration of the deadline, they filed a notice of revised rulemaking and a completely revised regulatory package. And what that does is it avoided the expiration of the old rulemaking, but instead it requires them to hold a 30-day comment period on the revised regulations that they've now proposed, and it requires them to finalize those regulations within 90 days of the 28th of November. And this is disturbing on several levels. One is that they have revised regulations without the information that is still yet to be provided by the health review and by the environmental review. So that just seems backwards. And secondly, it puts them in a position where they are going to have to have a very short comment period, close the comment period, and finalize the regulations, or they're going to be faced with exactly the same situation that they were just in. Their regulations are going to expire. They had an alternative. They could have just let the regulations that they had released a year ago expire. And then they could have waited for the health review, waited for the environmental review to be complete, have those reviews inform the development of regulations, and put forward that regulatory package. And they would have had 365 days to finalize it.
And why do you think they chose not to do that, now creating a very short review period for anybody looking at the regulations and this looming deadline?
I mean, to sort of speculate, because obviously they haven't told us why they did it. What has been said publicly is that they didn't want to let the old rulemaking expire because they want people, and particularly people that are concerned about this process moving forward, the gas industry, landowners associations, they did not want to appear the state was dragging its feet. In terms of anything other than appearance, I suppose there's a difference in the sense that they only have to afford the public a 30-day comment period on these new regulations, whereas if they had allowed the old ones to expire, they would have had to afford the public a 45-day comment period. I can only hope that wasn't their motivation for doing this. I think it was mainly the appearance of not moving forward.
Right. And what do you know of any lawsuits filed to try and ban fracking in the state or anything like that? And is Riverkeeper involved in any direct actions like that?
Riverkeeper and several other environmental organizations have been continuing to examine what legal or litigation options might be available. But at this point, it's premature to think about bringing any litigation because first the state has to make a final decision, and then the challenge would be to that final decision. And at this point, we still don't have a final decision on whether or not the state is going to allow fracking to move forward and whether or not they're going to begin to receive and permit applications and process them and issue permits. At the point that does happen, which won't happen until the environmental review is complete and the health review is complete and the regulations are finalized, Riverkeeper is very much involved in looking at what kinds of litigation options there might be.
Kate Hudson is the Watershed Program Director at Riverkeeper. She spoke with WBAI's Rebecca Miles.